The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Asara Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 Nisyonis, Va'amad Bakulam. He withstood every challenge thrown his way. The Akedah is considered by most Rishonim as the most supreme, his most challenging Nisyon of all. Question is, all other times the Mishnah mentions Avraham, it doesn't say Avraham Avinu. Why specifically here, when it talks about Avraham's Nisyonis, does the Mishnah say Avraham Avinu? Furthermore, why is it that the Akedah is the paradigm and the model for a Jew sacrificing themselves at Kiddush Hashem, when throughout Jewish history, there were countless incidents where the courage and the sacrifice far surpassed that of the Akedah? And what about the episode of Ur Kasdim? Avraham threw himself into a fiery furnace. Why is that not the ultimate symbol of Kiddush Hashem? Reb Chaim Volozhin says something very profound. The Akedah did not only prove the unbelievable courage and bravery of Avraham's will to sacrifice the life of his only son al Kiddush Hashem, but by willing to sacrifice his own son, Avraham Avinu injected his mysterious Nefesh gene into the next generation, and subsequently into the DNA of every Yid in Klal Yisrael for all eternity. And because of that act, we now have the courage and the ability to overcome any challenge. The sacrifice of the Akedah created the tremendous reservoir of strength and resolve where all Jews throughout history will be able to draw from in their time of need. If not for the incident of the Akedah, no Jew would have ever had the courage to die al Kiddush Hashem. No Jew would have had the strength to overcome any Nisayon. And that is why the Akedah is the profound example and the prototype for a Jew sacrificing their life al Kiddush Hashem. So this is why the Mishnah calls him Avraham Avinu specifically when it talks about his Nisyonis. Because he was our Avinu, our father, their progenitor. He imbued us with the capability to have Mesiras Nefesh, to sacrifice of ourselves for Kvod Shemayim. The former chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Lau, says something very powerful. He says, we all are aware of the perplexing conundrum of theodicy. The question of tzaddik v'ra'alai, rasha v'toivlai. Why do the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer? And we can't understand it. We are so bothered by it that it sometimes shakes our emunah to the core. So he says something incredible. Hashem places a tzaddik in a certain generation and he gives him hardships and suffering and he gives him tremendous nisyonis. And the tzaddik survives and he overcomes his challenges. Not only does he survive, he even thrives. And he grows from them, and his emunah is strengthened even greater. Why does Hashem do that? So that the tzaddik can inject his incredible Mesiras Nefesh into his generation. He becomes the Avraham Avinu of his dar. He is the model and the prototype where everyone in his generation can learn from and draw strength from when faced with adversity. What an incredible idea. Sometimes we see a gadol, a very righteous person, and he goes through life and doesn't have any children. Or he suffers from a devastating illness. Or he's living in poverty. And we scratch our heads. How can it be that this tzaddik should be suffering so terribly? But now we understand. Hashem placed them down on this world at this particular time in history to serve as our model of inspiration, for us to emulate and draw strength from, so we will be able to withstand our difficulties and hardships. This Mesiras Nefesh gene is still in effect in 2023. I'd like to share with you an amazing story that happened in Eretz Yisrael just last week. 34-year-old Lee Aviv Didon and her husband and their 4-year-old son Yair and their baby were driving through Rehovot when suddenly they heard an air raid siren. They stopped their car, pulled over to the side of the road, and jumped out of the car. They ran to the back doors to take their kids to safety. They grabbed the baby, but the other door, where their 4-year-old was sitting, the door jammed, and the mother panicked. She frantically kept on pulling on the door, and finally the door opened, and Yair ran out of the car. In the meantime, the mother went to comfort her baby. By the time she came back to check on a 4-year-old, he was nowhere to be found. And by now, she was on the verge of hysteria. She ran around looking for her son, all the while screaming out his name. Then out of the corner of her eye, hiding between the cars, she saw an incredible sight. A sight that brought her to tears. two IDF soldiers who passed by, instead of looking for shelter, covered her son with their bodies so that he will not be harmed by a missile. They were willing to sacrifice their lives for a child that didn't even know. We can certainly say Avraham Avinu's Mesiras Nefesh gene is alive and well in 2023. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.